formal foundation.
When is the date that that is going to be?
I don't know yet. We're still working through the MOU and those sorts of things. And so once we get through that process, I'm hoping by the end of the month, then we have to work with their contractors to see when they're available to schedule their first meeting with our working group and start the process.
Has there been any consideration to like the Sheriff's Association? Have they been involved? I mean, do you know how frustrated the police officers on the street are that pick up a defendant that's either A, committed a crime or picked up on a warrant to 15 minutes later, they're out with no consequence? Has there been a study on these defendants that, I mean, the reason that I am sitting here right now and haven't slapped anybody yet is because I don't want to be charged with assault. There's a consequence, and when you take those consequences away from these people, and they get a ride to jail, and they go in, and they get some kind of weird assessment, and they say, fantastic, have a great day, here's a token, jump on a bus, good luck. I mean, I cannot figure out why anybody thinks this is going to work. You're putting more work on the police force that, you know, I mean, these guys spit in their face and say thanks, and they turn around and do it again. I'm having a hard time understanding how this is even logical.
Right. I think you asked me a couple of questions in there, so I'm going to try to get them both, and if I don't, let me know. But first you asked, has anyone talked to law enforcement? We do have Sheriff Winder on our committee, and we're going to add law enforcement to the working group so that we can make sure we're getting feedback from law enforcement.
In different counties.
Yeah, sure, in different counties. And I won't be, it's hard because, you know, we get these committees, and if you get too many people,
sure,
it just gets so crazy you can't manage.
You want to make sure it's balanced.
Right, and so what we've asked people like Wayne to do is please reach out to your counterparts and bring the feedback to us through you so that it's more manageable. And so we are trying to get some different viewpoints. So Sheriff Winder's on our committee, and I'm not sure if he's going to be on the working group. I'd have to look. I can't remember if he's on the working group or not, but we are going to have a sheriff representative on that. So hopefully we'll get some great feedback and some information, and we will be, like I said, we will be doing community outreach, and we'll be doing education and training and different things like that to get community outreach. I hope we can come to places like this, and we can go to the sheriff's departments, and we can kind of get more information about where are the issues. I mean, we're not doing this thinking that everything's going to be perfect, because, you know, nothing's perfect, right? But we want to do the best that we can. And then to answer your second question about if people are getting out as soon as they get in, I don't disagree that that would be extremely frustrating if you were a police officer.
Sure.
I cannot imagine that, which is why I'm not a cop. Well, there are many reasons I'm not a cop, but that's a big one. But I think that, you know, you have to, I think the way we're looking at it from a pretrial and a data-driven viewpoint, the way we're trying to go to an evidence-based practices, so that's happening now, right? They're paying, posting their bond or their bail, whatever, and they're getting out on the street the same day. So there's a consequence, right?
Well,
so there's a consequence.
Exactly.
The consequence is monetary.
Kind
right
of.
Now.
It's monetary, but it's also, if I bail somebody out for a violation of a protective order, and the victim calls me, you know, 2 days later and says he's back, there is a consequence because he's not following he's breaking the law while he's out on bail, and I personally am not okay with that. And so, whether there's a police report or not, he is violating the terms of his bail,